Now, there's a certifications part of this theme as well. What's involved with that?
Okay, certifications are a big area. You have security certifications, you have interoperability certifications, and I want to pick three. The first is the Linux standard based certification. This is something that we are very proud of to do for many years already. So we check the SUSE Linux Enterprise main releases, so Service Pack 0 or GA in this case for LSB4 certification, and we got that. And we make sure in our development process that the LSB4 certification does not break with the service packs. That does not mean that we have to do a recertification with SP1, but it means that when we have this certification with SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 GA, or SP0, you may say,
right,
then this is valid for the future. Despite the kernel upgrades or glibc updates that we are doing, that's one of the reasons that we are so confident, I think we may talk about that later, that also the ISV applications do not break, because we really track the changes and we make sure that userland ABI stability is given.
Okay.
So that's the one thing. The second thing we are currently looking into is a so-called carrier-grade Linux registration. There is no official certification, but a so-called registration. This is something which is very valid for telecommunications areas. You have approximately to answer 280 questions there. So it's a really big standard, and approximately 50 mandatory questions or capabilities functionality. We don't look so bad. No, I would say we look very good for a general purpose operating system, because the other registered distributions are not general purpose enterprise distributions, but these are specialized distributions for embedded systems.
Right, okay.
So when we will have finished the registration, hopefully mid of this year, based on SP1, then we will be the first and only general purpose operating system registered for carrier grade Linux.
Oh, that'll be good, especially with all of the telco accounts that we seem to be doing very well with.
Yeah, we try at least, right? Yeah. So these people have a interesting set of needs. So some go in the area of low latency, others go in the area of HA, so high availability. Right. And these 280 questions are a mix of all of those. So there is good news, and this is that the real-time requirements, for example, are not so hard real-time that you would need a real-time kernel. But with the current upstream kernel, you can tweak the standard kernel in a way so you can do some settings in the scheduler, for example, that it behaves sufficiently well for a carrier-grade Linux certification.
Oh, that's good. It doesn't rely on our real-time product.
However, customer will be required to have the HA extension.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because all these HA requirements are only fulfilled. So OpenAIS, for example,
great,
is a requirement directly or indirectly, because they have direct functionality and features of OpenAIS are required part of the carrier-grade Linux certification.
Okay, good.
So that's something we are looking into. We started that end of last year. We got some questions back from the registration committee, and we will resubmit now with SP1.
Good.
And then hopefully get the certification. There is a web page for updates, which is wnovell.com/CGL.
CGL, okay, carrier grade Linux.
Yes, CGL. Okay. That's very easy. We are also looking, and not to forget, this can be seen as a part of carrier grade Linux, but it is not officially. We are also looking into certification for the IPv6 standard.
Okay.
You know that we have been one of the first operating systems certified according to US American government requirements with SLES 10 SP2 back then, 2 years ago. And now the requirements of the government in the US have changed, and we will follow these requirements, and also are in the process of submitting SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 SP1 into the certification process.
Okay, good. What about like the EAL, EAL Plus certification?
Oh, that was my, was my last point
I
wanted
good.
To come at. The certification is called a Common Criteria Certification. EAL is the so-called assurance level, enterprise assurance level. You can see that as the grade of certification or the mode of certifications. There are several of these assurance levels. EIL4 is the certification level that we got with SLES 10. And we are currently looking into how a certification process for SLES 11 could look like. Why we are looking into it, not doing it, you will ask, I assume. The reason here is that also in this area, as it was for the IPv6 stuff, the certification requirements have changed. It's called a so-called protection profile. The certification protection profile that we have used for former common criteria certifications have been retracted by the certification authorities, which are based in Europe and in the US.
Okay.
We had the so-called CAP certification profile, and this was retracted some years ago. And now the security community, together with the certification authorities, is working on a new protection profile called OSPP.
Okay.
And we are following the development in this area. And when there is a certification standard that we can use, then we will look into how we will access this. To summarize, currently we are in the positioning that we would like to be certified, but it's rather difficult to find a protection profile following which we could be certified. And this is, in addition to that, these certifications need a long time. And so it's nothing we can just say, okay, if the protection profile is there, we do it tomorrow. But it needs evaluation of all the surroundings that we have, of the maintenance process that we have, of how we build the infrastructure, how we build the operating system, how we do our security processes, and so on. It's not an easy thing, because if you get common criteria certification, this is really a big stamp. However, and this is the good news from product management perspective view, we have established over the years common processes in the business unit of Novell doing the Linux Enterprise Operating System, which is called OPS, as you know. And we follow these processes, which have been used in the past already for the common criteria certifications in the past.
Okay.
Also, we are following the same rules in the architecture of the operating system. So minimized number of running daemons, minimized number of set UID bits. We have an idea of how we apply maintenance updates. We have an idea of how we handle security breaches which become public or before they become public. All this is part of a common criteria certification. And also the idea of having a modular operating system with dependencies between packages, minimizing the amount of packages which you need to install. You know that we have a minimized pattern now in SUSE's Enterprise 11 desktop and server. All this helps from a product management perspective to jump into the process again without changing the product too dramatically or without changing internal processes too dramatically. So we think, without having this stamped, we think that we are well prepared to go into a common criteria certification, but the certification itself is a matter of looking into the future and doing our work then together with the certification authority and the so-called certification body, I think, and partners around who have to help there. Because, you know, common criteria is not a certification of the operating system alone.
Correct, that's true.
It is always only together with hardware.
Yeah.
So if you, for example, want to have, I think this is a good example. If you want to have SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 SP1 certified according to a common criteria enterprise assurance level and according protection profile, then on system Z, then you will have to have IBM in the game somehow to deliver the hardware and to build a full stack, which then is certified.
Good, yeah. This is good information to know around the certifications.
Great. Matthias, thanks a lot for sitting down with Ron and I and telling us about SUSE Linux Enterprise 11 SP1.